Hello, and welcome to Healing Tsunami. This is your host, Apostle Apenua T. Joshua, here to greet you in the name of our Lord. Maybe you're listening in your car, at home, or at work, and you need a touch from God. Whatever your need, whatever your pain, I believe this is your moment for a divine encounter. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to dive into the scriptures and discover the promises of God for your life. Get ready to have your faith stirred and your spirit renewed. A healing tsunami is on the way.
Welcome everyone for today's meeting. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We thank you for what you are doing already and for what you yet do again today. And we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. It says, "We overcame him, the dragon, by the blood of the Lamb," right? "And by the word of our testimony." So today we'll be looking at the power of testimonies. The power of testimonies. See, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death." Glory be to God. So they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their what? Of their testimony. So what is testimonies? What is testimony? Or what are testimonies? Glory be to God. Okay. Testimony is the public declaration of what God has done. Testimony is the public declaration, a declaration of what God has done. So when God does something for you, you don't keep it to yourself. Glory be to God. You declare it. You declare it. And we are going to be looking at the importance shortly. But let's open our Bible to Psalm 107, verse 2. It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Amen. Say, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy." The Lord have redeemed you from the hand of the enemy, from the hand of sickness, from the hand of disease, from the hand of death, from the hand of barrenness, from the hand of stagnancy, from the hand of poverty. The Lord have redeemed you. Glory be to God. The Lord have redeemed you. The scripture says that he has delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's no way you listen to yesterday's message, you get prayed for, either both or one of them, and the power of God have not started working. Amen. There's no way the power of God, because God will always confirm his word with signs and wonders following. And it is your responsibility to show God gratitude, to acknowledge God, to acknowledge God. There are people, after you pray for them, they get healed, they will be crediting medicine. Well, if you take medicine and it worked, still thank God. Some people took the same medicine and it never worked. Some people took the same medicine that you took that you think saved you. Some people took it and they get worse and worse. I've been more than a decade now in hospital outreaches. I've been more than a decade now in ministry in Lead to the Sick. There are people who have taken all the medications in top hospitals. Doctors have given up on them. You know, it wasn't working. Not because the doctors are not trying, but the devil meant business. Amen. But when they called us for prayer, we pray, the Lord heals them. Glory be to God. And today, a lot of them are alive, fine, strong, and healthy. Glory be to God. So whatever God has done for you, you declare it, right? So testimony is public declaration of what God has done. So you witness the acts of God, right? And you declare it. Amen. You witness the act of God and what? And you declare it. What is testimony again? Testimony is you accepting it is done. A lot of people don't know this. Testimony is you accepting that this thing is done. There are people, after you pray for them, they get healed. They will not share testimony because they have not accepted it is done. They are expecting it to come back again. They are trying if it will come back again. And there's something about expectation. Expectation is magnetic. Faith and fear, they are all products of expectation. And it is what you expect that you have. So if you get prayed for, you listen to God's word, and you keep it to yourself, you know, you got healed and you keep it to yourself because you are afraid it might come back. You don't want to send it yet. You are expecting to come back. Don't be surprised if it comes back, because fear is an expectation. Fear is a what? It's an expectation. But when you declare, when you share your testimony with us, with your friends, with your families, let them rejoice with you of what God has done, you are accepting that you already have victory. And a lot of time, if you don't accept it is done, a lot of time it is not done. That's just the truth. You may have symptoms go away for a while, but until you accept victory, until you accept the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over that situation, a lot of times people like that don't sustain their results. The purpose of being here is not just to get you healed one time and wait again for you to call again for healing. The purpose of this meeting is to have you healed and get you to live your life in victory, because God wants you to win. Your victory glorifies God. And the Bible says we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. So blessed be God who always causes us to triumph by Christ Jesus. So testimony is a triumphant declaration. It is you saying, devil, I acknowledge that I have victory over you. I acknowledge that I have overcome this cancer. I acknowledge I have overcome this HIV and AIDS. I acknowledge I have overcome this barrenness. I acknowledge I have overcome this deafness. I acknowledge I have overcome this hepatitis B. I acknowledge I have overcome this ulcer. I acknowledge I have overcome this kidney disease. I acknowledge I have overcome this high blood pressure. I acknowledge I have overcome this stroke. Glory be to God. God wants you to have victory and live in victory. And your testimony is you accepting victory. You know, in battles, when people are defeated, well, let's say, okay, this person have not accepted defeat, right? Right? But at the same time here, there's a place of accepting victory. And your testimony is you accepting victory. A lot of people have issues with accepting victory, right? And God wants you to accept victory. God wants you to what? To accept victory. He fought the battle. Our Lord Jesus Christ fought the battle. He conquered Satan and he declared you the winner. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your testimony is your whole way of saying, Jesus, I accepted that it is done. See, after me, say, Jesus, I accept it is done. Glory be to God. So, what are the importance of testimonies? What are the importance of testimonies? Number one, testimonies glorifies God. Testimonies glorifies God. Testimonies glorifies God. Psalm 115 verse 1 says, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name, right? Give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. So testimonies is you giving God the glory. Is you giving God the glory. So Father, I give you the glory. Father, I give you the glory. So testimony is you giving God the glory. And don't give the glory of God to man. Don't give the glory of God to science. Don't give the glory of God to medicine. Don't give the glory of God to one baba. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. God alone deserves the glory. Amen. So testimony is your own ways of glorifying God. It's your own way of giving God the glory. Number two, importance of testimonies is that testimonies build faith. Testimonies build faith. Let's open our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10 say, who delivered us from so great death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he shall deliver us. Glory be to God. This is Apostle Paul here. He reminded the Corinthian church that God once delivered them from the hands of death. He will deliver them again. Amen. When David wanted to kill Goliath and he went to meet King Saul about it, right? They mocked him. You're a small boy, you're a small shepherd. What do you know about war that you want to kill, fight this giant? And he said, when I was tending my father's sheep, a force came, I went after it and killed it. A jackal came, I went after it and killed it. He said, if God can deliver me from the hand of those terrible animals, he will deliver me from the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. And by that, David pulled down Goliath with just a powerful stone. Glory be to God. Testimonies of what God has done build your faith for future battle. Testimonies build your faith for future battle. Testimonies build your faith for future what? Future battle. So when you share a testimony, you build your faith. You build your faith. You know that if God can do this, if God can do this, he will do it again. If God can do this, he will do it again. And tomorrow, next tomorrow, whatever time when this enemy decides to show up again, you remember what God have done for you in the past. You remember that if God can do it, he will do it again. One of the things that God is always unhappy about with the children of Israel is that they easily forget the things God has done. They easily forget the things God has what? Has done. So don't be a forgetter. Don't walk over the goodness of God. Glory be to God. Have a memory of the words of the goodness of God. Number three, importance of testimonies is defeat over the enemy, right? Like we shared earlier, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, so you overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Your testimony is a blow on the head of the enemy. Your testimony is a blow, it's a big blow on the head of the enemy. So don't keep it, share it, right? Declare it. God has done it. Hallelujah. God has done it. God has done it. I am free at last. So your confession, your testimony is your victory, right? Over the world, over the enemy. Number four, your testimony encourages others. Your testimonies encourage others. There's nothing you are passing through that others are not passing through. When you share your testimony, you give other people hope that if God do it for you, he will do it for them as well. If God did it for you, he will do it for them as well. So don't keep your testimony for yourself. Consider others. Don't be selfish. Consider others who will be blessed by your testimonies. Consider others whose faith in God will be stronger by your testimonies. Consider others, right, who will hold on to God stronger through your testimony. Consider others whose hope in God will get stronger through your word, through your testimonies. So don't keep it to yourself. Your testimony, you encourage others through your testimonies. Number five, your testimony, through testimonies, it preserves memory of God's act. Testimonies preserve the memory of God's act. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, right? And forget not all his benefit, right? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, testimonies preserve the memories of God's act. Testimony preserve the memory of God's heart. And number six, importance of testimonies, it brings wholeness. When we look at Luke chapter 17, verse 17 to 19, right? 10 lepers were healed. Only one came to show appreciation. And the one who came to show appreciation was made whole. Glory be to God. There's a difference between being healed and being made whole. There's a difference between being healed and being made whole. Prayer can heal you, but discipleship and testimonies makes you whole. A lot of people are not patient. A lot of people just want healing and go. And tomorrow they call again for another situation. We are not here waiting for you to be sick so that you will call us. We want you to grow. We want to be part of your growth process. We want you to grow in your faith and in your work with God. Glory be to God. So, testimony brings wholeness. The Bible says the one who came to give thanks, the one who came to appreciate was made whole. Glory be to God. So, don't keep the goodness of God to yourself. Gratitude is an application for more. Gratitude is an application for more. Gratitude is an application for more. The reason why a lot of people cannot receive more is because they lack gratitude. They lack gratitude. They will be in pain, in severe pain, dying, crying. And whenever God delivers them, they will just look over it. You are looking over the goodness of God. That situation that will have killed you, God came through for you, and you look away from me. And you say, Pastor, what make you think you will have killed me? Because sickness and disease have just one mission. John 10:10, to kill, steal, and destroy. If sickness is not tackled by the power of God, the mission is simple. John 10:10. Glory be to God. There are times when we go to the hospital to pray for people, and I will ask, what is wrong with you? Say, just malaria. I laugh. Just malaria? You forget that malaria is one of the deadliest diseases. Is it because it doesn't have PR like cancer? It does not have strong advertisement like HIV and AIDS? And you call it dead ordinary malaria? There are some sicknesses that does not give warning, that does not give time at all, that are more deadly than most of the sicknesses that still give time of stages. Glory be to God. Whichever way, none of them will be found on you again from this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. So no matter, even if it is headache that God heal you of, don't keep it to yourself. That headache, to some people, it turns to cancer. That headache, to some people, it turns to brain tumor. That headache, to some people, it turns to migraine. That headache, to some people, it turns to hypertension. That headache, to some people, it turns to stroke. And God heal you, and you call it ordinary headache? Come on. Come on, it is not ordinary. God just delivered you from the plan of them. If you know the plan of the enemy regarding that headache, if you know the plan of the enemy regarding that ulcer, if you know the plan of the enemy regarding that malaria that you call ordinary, if you know the plan of the enemy regarding that typhoid that God heal you of, and you call ordinary, you will not call it ordinary again. May God have mercy on every one of us in Jesus' name. So, testimonies bring wholeness. So don't keep it to yourself. Show gratitude. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His faithfulness. Glory be to God. Now, why are some people don't testify? Number one, fear of people. Fear of people. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let people know what God has done for you. The Bible says there's no fear in love, for perfect love casts away all fear. Another reason why some people don't get share testimony is pride. Pride over what? The Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself. If you want to receive more grace from God, humble yourself. Father, I need more grace. It's simple. Humble yourself. Don't ask for grace, humble yourself. Don't ask for more grace, humble yourself. If you want to see more grace, humble yourself. God heal you from one sickness and you want Him to teach you how to heal others, humble yourself. Right? Pride is destructive. God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Inasmuch as fornication is bad, inasmuch as adultery is bad, inasmuch as lie is bad, God hates them. They are sins before God. But the Bible never said God resists a fornication. The Bible, a fornicator. The Bible never says God resists an adulterer. The Bible does not say God resists a liar, as bad, as terrible as they are, because every sin before God is sin, right? But God, the Bible says God resists the proud. God resists the proud. God hates every sin, but he hates pride separately, right? In the book of God of hatred for sin, pride is in the hate list. God hates pride separately. And the Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself before the Lord, right? What do you have that God have not given you? Oh, I'm a person of status. Which status are you that God have not made you? Glory be to God. What status do you have that God have not made you? So humble yourself, acknowledge God's acts in your life, acknowledge the doings of God in your life. It is the goodness of God you acknowledge that you will keep enjoying. Some people would express the goodness of God once and stop because they don't acknowledge it, right? By the time they express the goodness of God, by the time people ask them, how come? How did they do it? They say it's their hard work. Work hard, though. Work hard, though. You forget that you have been working hard all this while. Nothing has been happening. God stepped through for you. You say hard work. No! It doesn't work that way. And they wonder why it ceases. Why will it not cease? Why will not the increase cease? Why will not the healing cease? Why will not the miracle cease? When you refuse to acknowledge God. I believe God is talking to somebody here tonight. If you are here tonight, you are not acknowledging God, the goodness of God in any area of your life. This is a time to repent. Those areas that you are giving glory, kudos to connections. Remember that some people don't have a connection at all. God connected you to those people. Glory be to God. Those areas you have been acknowledging hard work, begin to acknowledge God. Begin to acknowledge God. Begin to acknowledge God. Humble yourself enough to what? To acknowledge God. And that's why some people don't share testimony. Is forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. And the Bible says in Psalm 103 verse 2, say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. All the benefit of God you have been enjoying, don't forget it. Don't forget it. Keep good memory. Keep good account of God. Let me tell you something. It is very difficult for me to hold a conversation for 10 minutes without me sharing the goodness of God in my life. It's very difficult. It is very, very difficult for me to hold a conversation for 10 minutes without me sharing the goodness of God in my life, because my memory is filled of the doings of God. My memory is filled of the doings of God. Is it when we saw a revival at Federal Government College, Janiki, and thousands of students were saved, healed, filled, Holy Ghost, and students who were Catholic, who were Muslims joined us in Pentecostal chapel to be saved, to be healed, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Their parents began to come in to protest that their children are not Pentecostal, their children are not Catholic. But it is too late. Those children have been saved, healed, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Is it the effortless emptying of hospital wards over the years, where we enter an hospital filled with sick people, we lay hands on them, and the next day Jesus have healed and discharged everyone? Is that those ones that I will forget? There are so many, many goodness of God in my memory that I can never forget. I can never forget. I keep the goodness of God in my heart. So keep the goodness of God in your heart. Another reason why some people don't share testimony is doubt. It's doubt. They are doubt if it happened. Don't be a doubter. You are a believer. Glory be to God. It happened. There's no way we'll pray for you. There's no way the word of God will come to you and nothing might not have happened. Even if it is just 50% that you experience, thank God. Right? You get prayed for and the pain reduced by 50%. Thank God. Through thanksgiving, it can clear all. And there are some people, if the pain reduced to 50%, instead of also thank God for the one that has gone, they'll still be grumbling. They'll still be grumbling. They'll still be doubting. No. Don't doubt. Believe. Don't doubt. Believe. Your believing is you aligning yourself to receive. Your doubt does not move God. If you doubt, God is God.
If you believe God is God, He is the Almighty, but your doubt, you know, removes you from that alignment of receiving. Your doubt removes you from that alignment of receiving. But faith aligns you to receive. Faith align you to what? To receive. When you share the book of James chapter 1, verse 8, right? Right? Let's start from verse 6. But let him act in faith, not wavering. So doubt is wavering, right? For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. The Bible didn't say doubt will make God not to give, but doubt dispositions you from receiving. And that's what some people are doing. Some people are dispositioning themselves from receiving. Some people think they are doing God a favor by believing. Who? The Almighty? The creator of the heaven and earth? Ha ha! You are not doing God a favor by believing. You are doing yourself a favor by believing. And you are doing yourself a disfavor by not believing. Glory be to God. For verse 8, say, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Be stable. See, after me, say, I am stable. I am not double-minded. I believe. I have faith in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is why people don't share testimonies is lack of gratitude. I said that earlier. Some people lack gratitude. They lack the ability to say thank you to their fellow human being. And even to God. Some people lack the ability to say thank you, even in their marriage. Your husband bought you a new phone. He's not supposed to buy it. What happens to say thank you on him? He bought you an Android phone. If you say thank you on it, tomorrow he may buy you an iPhone. Glory be to God. He buys you iPhone 13. If you say thank you today, if he has money tomorrow, he will buy you iPhone 17. Glory be to God. Learn to say thank you to men. Learn to say thank you to God. Learn to say thank you to God. I always joke at people. I tell people, I said, if all you have is Gary, drink it with thanksgiving. After drinking, they say, Father, I thank you for this Gary that you provide today. Tomorrow, God will provide kuli kuli or granite. If you thank God for the Gary and kuli kuli and granite, next tomorrow, you'll be able to make eba. If you thank God for it, let me tell you something. Before you know, you'll be able to eat what you want at any point in time. I'm a living testimony. There's a time in my life when it was a family that would tell me that if you want to eat, just come. Every Monday will come to come and eat. I couldn't feed myself, right? But I will keep thanking God. Whatever they give me to eat, I will thank God. No complaint. But today, we are feeding many people. Glory be to God. So learn to give God thanks. Learn to give God thanks. Gratitude is application for more. Gratitude is application for more. Gratitude is application for more. Glory be to God. If you remember when we started this meeting, we started with thanksgiving. It's a thanksgiving prayer. I just thank God, right? Just thank God. It's as simple as that. Learn to show gratitude. Another reason why some people don't share their testimony is thinking their testimony is too small. Like I said earlier, no testimony is too small. Don't call that headache ordinary. Don't call that malaria ordinary. Don't call that typhoid ordinary. If God shows you what the enemy has planned regarding that situation, you will not call it ordinary anymore. Glory be to God. I want you to pick up your pen, pick up your Bible, your notebook rather. Write what do you want God to do for you. Write that thing you want God to do for it. Don't write it as a request anymore. Write it as a testimony. Father, thank you. I have a testimony. I have been healed of HIV and AIDS. Father, thank you. I have been healed of cancer. Father, thank you. I have been healed of migraine. That situation of your life that has been the prayer point over this while, now turn into a testimony, right? Thank God over it, dance around it, and we'll be expecting your testimony when the results come out. Glory be to God. Because God will confirm His word in your life with signs, with wonders and miracles following. This is your moment of miracles. If you are here right now, I want you to lay your hands on your body. I want to pray for you right now. I want you to lay your hands on your head or that part of your body where you need healing. So right now, in Jesus' name, be healed. Satan, I command you to take away your filthy hand from these people. take away your filthy hands from their health now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that HIV to leave these bodies right now. Every HIV patient listening, I declare, I command you are HIV negative in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every viruses in your body, in your bloodstream to die in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the power of God into your bloodstream, into every organ, every system of your body, leading to cleansing by the blood and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Right now, I transfuse the blood of Jesus into your body system, clearing of every viruses. Jesus never have HIV. You will never have again. There's no HIV in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is mixed with your blood right now, cleansing, clearing every viruses, every hepatitis viruses, every infection in your bloodstream. I command them to be gone now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command that hypertension to leave right now. I command that cancer to die, to shrink. You spirit of cancer, I cut you from the roots, and I command you to go right now. Go and never return again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the pain to be gone right now. I command the pain to be gone. The growth, the deformity to clear now in the name of Jesus Christ. That diabetes, I command right now, be gone. Blood sugar level be normal in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every sickness, every disease in these bodies right now, by the power of God, it is written that God have highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, sickness, disease, go and never return again. In the name of Jesus Christ, life into your bodies, life into your mind. I've released the power of God into your bodies, into your mind. Be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. It is written that in righteousness shall you be established, you shall be far from oppression. In the name of Jesus, I set you free from every form of oppression, every form of satanic oppression. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree your freedom now. 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 Everyone under the chain of the enemy, I command that chain broken now. The power of depression broken now. The power of insomnia broken now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I set you free now. Be free in the name of Jesus right now. Be free, be healed, and be made whole in Jesus' name. Say, Father, thank you for my healing. Say, I receive my healing tonight. I receive my breakthrough. I receive my deliverance. I am free. I am healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, thank you, because so be it. And we give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Please, we'll be expecting your testimonies. Begin to shake your body. Begin to do whatever I cannot do before. And send us your testimonies. We want to rejoice with you. We want to thank God with you. Begin to shake your body. Some of you will sleep tonight. You have angelic encounters. You will see Jesus coming to you. You will see angels coming to you, because it will happen tonight. You will receive encounters from Jesus, because he is your healer and is here and now to step in for you and help come to that struggle in Jesus' name. Father, thank you, because so be it in Jesus' name. Amen. So don't forget to share testimonies. Don't keep the goodness of God to yourself. Send them to us. Share with your friends, your families. Let them know what the Lord has done for you. And remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a powerful time we've had on Healing Tsunami today. I pray that the Word of God has stirred your faith and brought healing to every area of your life. Before we sign off, I want to hear from you. We believe in the power of prayer, and we want to stand with you. Please send us your prayer requests, and as God moves, share your praise reports and healing testimonies. Your story will be an encouragement to others and a glory to God. If you feel led to partner with this ministry and help us reach more people with the gospel, your support would be a blessing. You can connect with us directly by sending a message on WhatsApp at +2 347 0615 97304, or by sending an email to apenuatomiwa@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Apostle Apenua T. Joshua, reminding you to walk in divine health and victory. God bless you.